What's happening, people? Welcome to a brand new podcast.
What's going on?
Hi there.
You can tell we're a little out of it. You know, the end of the day podcast.
It's never as good.
It's not as good as the Sunday. We're all rested, usually kind of drunk.
There's nothing wrong with being a little kind
of
drunk.
Some of us might be a little drunk.
Well. Today is like a Sunday.
Some of us might be
a little sober.
You're too sober to be doing a podcast.
Damn right.
Yes, this is, or we are, as I like to say, Talk Is Cheap, heard in 20 countries.
Damn right.
On 5 continents. Do you want to know what countries we're heard in?
I would love to. Let's go down the list.
You ready?
Yeah. Pronounce them correctly.
I'm going to try because some of these are in their actual. All right. USA, Canada, Malaysia, New Zealand, Poland, Iran, Ireland. I don't even know what this one. This one might be new. South Korea. Netherlands, okay. Australia, Deutschland being Germany, Slovakia Republica, Latvia, Philippines, UK, Singapore, Ghana, Ukraine, China, Thailand, and favorite, France.
Yeah, fuck that one up.
Yeah, but I'll take it out.
Yeah, good for you.
So, we're heard in Iran.
We are heard in Iran, that so be very careful about what you say.
Yeah, that's kind of scary because they're not allowed to do anything over there.
Phoenix, don't you be starting some sort of getting an embassy attacked or anything.
How do we get into Iran?
First off, we don't have an embassy over there.
This is true.
The Swiss basically represent us ever since 1979.
You know that new movie, Argo?
I'm kind of interested to see that.
I'd actually seen a documentary on it, so I know how it ends.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
It ends
poorly.
They
all die.
It ends poorly.
No. I hear the hostages.
But the funny part is, you know where the hostages hid out.
No idea.
Canadian embassy.
Well, that's a good place to be.
Take off, hosers.
The American embassy is under attack.
Well, they all became hostages. So, yes, we are Talk Is Cheap. As always, I am Chris. I got the Phoenix next to me, and next to him is a weirdo who's a beardo, Steve.
How's it going?
Hey, that rhymes, dude.
What? That when originally the nickname was made, it was the weirdo beardo.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't remember it
but
either.
I don't
well,
remember
you
much
weren't
from
there.
That.
The Phoenix wasn't there.
That makes sense.
Things were a little fuzzy that weekend.
I believe that name was created at a Hooters.
I believe
in
so.
Ocean City.
No. Hooter. Home of fine
dining.
No,
this is just a Hooters.
Okay.
There was
nothing classy
about our Hooters in Ocean City.
I believe Sierra was there.
Oh.
Her name was Sierra.
I don't know if that's her God-given name.
I don't believe that was her Christian name.
No, that's a stripper name, dude. You're working at Hooter. That's your real name.
And you go by Sierra?
If that's my real name and I had the tits, I'd do it.
Wasn't she from, like, California or something?
I don't
like,
think so.
She's from California going all
well,
the way to
maybe she was
Ocean
just
City.
A big fan of this year.
I remember one of the guys goes, I had a dog named Sierra who died. True story.
Oh, that's sad.
A little awkward.
A little bit.
That is terrible.
You care over there, buddy?
Yeah, well, that's what you drink those energy drinks, you get a little belch going.
Oh, that's it.
But I'm classy, so I put my mute button on.
Drinking energy drinks
it. It must have been the
10
energy
o'clock
drink.
At night.
Well, gotta make it.
You see what he does for you, listeners?
All
you
right.
See what he does.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter. That would be at Talk Cheap Radio. So we got some love today from a good friend.
The Z.
It's
and
nice
by
interact.
The way, not safe for work. Whatever he tweets. Do not open that at work.
If you're going to post things on our page or tweet us comments, we definitely appreciate that. Just put a little
He already said he was sorry for not putting that.
Well, no, I'm saying this
you're
to
just
everybody
telling
else.
Everyone.
Right.
Some of us actually do have actual jobs.
Yes.
Actual jobs.
Like in an office that like
I see.
It's not appropriate to.
Some work for the government and all they look at is logged.
Yeah, some of us do have a government computer that gets logged.
You can call us. No one ever does. Maybe I've been giving out the wrong number. I don't know.
That's what I heard earlier.
Yeah, that's what I heard earlier, too.
You've been giving out the terrible wrong number.
So give us a call, 240-842-3042. We're ready to believe.
240-TICK-3042.
It's slow. We get like one a week, but keep hitting us up on Facebook. Come like our page.
Yeah.
So we had a new person yesterday, that's always fun.
Oh, thank you, blessings.
Bless you all.
I can't put that in there.
Why not? Yeah.
What, are you afraid we're going to lose a listener?
Yeah, blessings likes us. Bless
this
you.
This is true.
I'd be happy I was called out.
And make sure you, if you want to, no one ever does that either. Send us an email, talkischeeperadio@gmail.com. That is right.
And Sampleoid, you're the only one that's ever emailed the show.
Let's just focus on the Twitter and the Facebook for now.
Damn right.
It's amazing to me we're heard in 20 countries. and have 73 people who like our Facebook page. If they're listening to Podomatic, they have to be able to have Facebook. Is there no Facebook in Iran?
No. There is no Facebook in Iran.
I feel like if you but can get Podomatic, on Podomatic.
There's know, iTunes.
I really don't know what goes on over there, dude. They're crazy.
What are you doing? We just had a talk about not insulting the Iranians. And what do you do? His name is Paul Phoenix. Did you spill beer on the beardo?
No, I just cracked one.
Just blessed me a little.
Oh, the end of the day ones.
It turned out great.
God. You know our most listened to episode was...
Which one was that?
Was it this like two ago that
no.
has been up there forever?
It would be in April 24th.
Okay. I don't have any clue what we talked about.
Yeah, what was that one all about?
I mean, I could go pull it up.
But I'm sure we were
I'm sure it was
prepared.
Comedy Gold.
It must have been. It's the most listened to ever.
Of ours, yes.
No, of all time.
Of all times.
In Iran.
All right. So I hope everyone's having a good week. This is we're doing this on a Tuesday. We usually do it on a Sunday, as we said. So, you know, kind of limping into the week. I hate Tuesdays. Not a fan.
It's the worst day of the week.
It truly is.
Actually, Mondays are worse.
No, but Monday is what it is.
Monday is, at least it's Monday. Like, it gets some sort of respect for being the worst day of the week.
Right. And it gets respect for showing up.
Thursday, you're almost the weekend.
Monday.
Friday, you're like to the, you know, you're the weekend then.
I did get a request.
Tuesday is nothing.
I'm going to have to get a tape of me doing the woke up this morning.
You had a request for it.
I did.
Who's requesting this?
Yeah. I'm not going to say, but I had a
request. Well, then how do we know you
actually
had a request?
They've obviously never heard it.
Maybe not.
That must be why they requested it.
Damn right.
Because if you have, you...
You wouldn't want to.
You really don't want to hear
it. No. So what do you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about stuff, but I don't know what you guys want to talk about.
Well, we can't talk about anything we talked about in our pre-show because...
We talked about it in a pre-show.
Exactly.
And you can find that where?
Oh, yeah. Nowhere. Or else we'd have no friends.
Send me an email. I'll send you a link to it.
Yeah.
God, you imagine?
Oh,
riots in the streets, shooting.
It's radio gold.
It would be gold.
Chris has a few conspiracy theories.
I do. I have certain rules about Facebook.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
But that one I feel like you could at least...
Yeah, you know, someone be friends with me on Facebook, Chris Tick. I know I haven't really sent any friend requests.
Well, maybe that should be a first step.
Maybe I should.
Hey,
I think I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Yeah,
I think you're the only two.
I'll be your friend.
Have you sent out a request to anybody else?
Myself.
Well, how do you expect to get anybody?
Your real self?
Yeah. Wouldn't be that hard to figure out who I am.
Wait, your separation between Chris and Chris.
Did your real self actually accept it?
No, I didn't accept it. I thought he was kind of a loser. He only had two other friends.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
I was like, what? I'm not going to be friends with this guy.
It's kind of like your Twitter.
And then it's sad when it comes up and it's like, do you have suggested friends for Chris Tick? And I'm like, that poor bastard. He has no friends.
Maybe you should.
And then I get confused. I'm not sure who I am.
Tough life you have, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Hard times. All right. We want to get into beer first?
Let's get into a little beer.
You know, we never even discussed what the tick pick is.
Do we have a tick pick?
I mean, I can pick one.
Look up on my wall and figure something
out.
Yeah,
just talk
like
about
a college
something.
Student, you just have every beer you've ever drank in right up on top of your
just in last week.
Is there one for me to sample? Because otherwise I'm drinking Bud Light Kids.
Here you go. You can have a...
Say I'm Adam Dunkelweissen.
Try that again.
Dunkelweissen.
The one week we were trying to talk about the one beers, we couldn't pronounce anything. It was like, I was just a drunken Basil Whistle.
Well, it's not even a damn thing and I'll try it.
It's not a tick pick, but it's all right.
Here's what could be a tick pick if we could actually get a sample of it. Is no Bama Brew.
No. I thought you usually leave your political beliefs at home.
I'm not making this a political argument or not.
No Bama.
But an anti-Obama beer in Oklahoma has gained quite a bit of popularity.
Did you hear about it?
Is Oklahoma a swing state?
Did you hear about it on the Obama phone?
Yes.
Very good.
He's derailed the segment once again.
Come on, you guys heard that. Obama phone!
So much for...
carry on with an Obama.
So the... creator of it has come out and said, of course, he's not a big fan of Obama, but he did not mean for this to be a strong political statement.
Well, come on. If you make a beer called No Obama, Aren't you making a political
apparently
statement?
Apparently, it's been flying off the shelves in Oklahoma.
So, was this pre or post debate?
It's been out for a little while, so it's pre debate.
Beers take longer than a week to brew, so obviously it's been out for.
No, I'm saying the increase in his sales. I didn't know debate helped.
I don't know. I don't have significant numbers on those. My question is, would you rather drink a Nobama brew or the White House brew?
I think we should get them both and do them side by side.
Right.
I think we should, if somebody could send us one of
these. But the White House one isn't like he's down in the basement brewing it himself.
No, it's like the cooks.
Right. The guy's been doing it for years.
He's been doing it on the Bush. And
now, has it changed under each president?
I don't know.
I don't know if there's a... Well, the W was a notorious teetotaler. I mean, he hasn't had a drink since the late 70s, so I'm pretty sure he didn't have his own private brewmaster.
I don't think Mittens is going to be drinking too much beer in the White House either.
No, coffee either.
No caffeine.
Nope.
That's a terrible White House.
I mean, is he all in Mormon?
I believe so.
Like the no caffeine?
You see how many
I knew a Mormon who would chug 2 liters of sodas.
Because, yeah.
He stopped drinking beer.
But he
loves soda.
Drinks a lot of soda. He also had a lot of beer at his wedding.
Well, for all the heathens.
There's nothing wrong with being a heathen.
For the unwashed masses, he will give us beer.
But tell us more about the Nobama brew.
I don't have too much more on the details of what kind of beer or anything like that.
Just other than the fact that it's been selling like crazy.
It's been selling like crazy. They can't keep it on their shelves. So I think it's worth a try if anybody could get a hand on it and send us some.
You can't send it to us. We live in Maryland.
You can send
beer actually,
in
Maryland. Yes, you can.
I thought they were getting rid of that.
No, you can. Two years ago, they just made it so you can get alcohol over
I still haven't been
packages.
Able to get wine, though, shipped.
Do you want wine shipped to you?
I wouldn't mind some wine shipped to me.
Okay.
I was trying to get like a Groupon that was like shipping wine.
I can make that happen.
And all the sites say that they don't ship to Maryland.
No, they do now.
Well, I know
Maryland, what it was. It was cigars you can't ship now.
When they allowed you to have beer and wine, they took away cigars.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
I guess you got to have some sort of restrictions on what we can do.
But you can still get e-cigarettes shipped to Maryland.
But we're going
to
be the new New Jersey and just have casinos everywhere.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with that. Except in our county.
We're not a very political show, though. I did think it was strange. I don't know if you guys follow the Washington Redskins on Facebook. And they put a little blurb out saying how they support Question 7. They are all for jobs in Prince George's County.
Well, Question 7 makes table games and opening a new casino about 20 minutes drive from the stadium.
And people attacked them after they put that out, saying, hey, why don't you worry about your kicker instead of worrying about political things? I don't care what the Redskins think about politics. And even more interesting is we kind of know Question 7 is kind of a Democrat kind of thing that the Democratic Party is pushing. And, of course, Bruce Allen
is
the brother of
George Allen,
who is a
son of George Allen Sr.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say more so former
Republican senator.
Also, so
I have to imagine Danny Boy is rather Republican, but I'm not sure.
I don't know about that. I don't know where he stands.
Very short.
Doesn't stand very tall.
Not very tall. No. So, yeah, just threw that in there.
Yeah, very good.
Appreciate your political insight.
Well, I am a political insider.
Okay. Our political insider, Chris Tipp.
Hey, my list is off the Huffington.
I was going to say, I could give you a bunch of political insights, but nobody wants to hear it. We'll go up one side and down the other.
But you're not allowed to talk about your politics anymore.
Yeah, I'm not.
I thought you weren't allowed to talk anymore.
Well, the Phoenix is.
The Phoenix is allowed to talk about anything.
In other news, Miller Coors has signed a 10-year contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks to be their exclusive beer distributor.
Well, seeing as how they're based in Milwaukee, the Bucks are in Milwaukee, the Brewers are in Milwaukee.
I always thought like if you were in Milwaukee, it was just assumed.
It's a Miller town.
Like, you were serving Miller Coors.
Right. You're in Milwaukee anytime. What time is it? Oh,
now do the Rockies serve Coors?
Yes.
I have to imagine.
I would think so.
And
they play at Coors Field.
That's what I was going to say. They play at Coors Field.
They play at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
I think they stopped the deal down in Miami where Jimmy Buffett's beer.
They stopped.
Landshark?
That was like a one-year
sponsorship. Yeah, it was a one-year deal.
And that was Jacksonville, I thought.
You're right.
No, it was Miami.
It was Miami. Oh,
it was Miami at Landshark Stadium. It was a one-year deal.
That was when,
wasn't
like,
he a partial
people,
owner?
Oh, yeah, there was like 50 partial owners.
He's still...
The Williams sisters were,
Gloria Stefan.
He still is a partial owner, but that was the one big thing, was he could name the stadium for 1 year.
Interesting to know.
Yeah, damn right.
All right. Any more?
Well, I got a beer story while the beardo's pulling that up.
Go
That's
for it.
That's about all I really.
And while we're speaking of beards, there's an Oregon brewery that's developing an ale made entirely from wild yeast. Guess where this wild yeast is harvested from?
Is it inside of the United States or outside?
Oh, it's definitely inside the United States.
Is it inside?
Oh, Lord.
Don't go there.
No. Really?
Why?
It's yeast harvested from the beard whiskers of its brewmaster.
Wow.
Apparently, the brewmaster
is this
has,
your secret beardo? Is this how you brew your beer?
Yes.
You use your beard to brew your beer?
I've been growing yeast in there for years.
God.
They found yeast in his beard particles.
I guess it's better than yeast from other parts of the body.
Oh.
Well, no, they're not like cutting his beard off to do it. What they're doing is they're combing the yeast out of his beard and then culturing it separately. And
it's
that's
so
how they're,
foul.
They're counting on making a ton of money.
Now, why do they? I mean, why would people want to have the yeast from his beard?
I don't know, but there's no short supply of whiskers. He hasn't shaved since 1978.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Not like, has he trimmed it at all? Or
that's gotta,
it,
if you have yeast growing in your beard, it stinks, right? I mean, it's got to smell atrocious.
I mean, he hasn't shaved. He might have shampooed it.
I hope he showers.
That. Yeah, but I mean, if he's culturing yeast in his own beard and they're brewing beer from that, I mean,
would you drink it?
I don't know.
Well, I'm asking you. Is it yes or no?
Would you have some of Beardo's?
No, I don't want the Beardo's yeast in my beer.
I might try it.
It's fermented out and
right.
Anything disgusting has been. What's the difference between yeast for my beard and yeast that's been cultured in a petri dish?
Right.
It wasn't on your beard, on your face.
Well,
I mean,
how do you know where the yeast came from to begin
at
with?
At least I know where my yeast has been.
I'm guessing it didn't come. Yeah, I don't want to know where your yeast has been or where you got the yeast on your beard from. Oh, God. So gross.
So foul.
It's
you're like over there like,
oh, it's just gross. Oh, got a little yeast here in my beard.
Well, the quote from the brewmaster is, "You're not really drinking a beard. You're drinking a great beer that happens to have a yeast that comes
hopefully
from a beard.
Hopefully it's filtered. I don't need any of his.
I think
like,
that's a little too long of a tagline. You're not drinking a beard. You're drinking yeast that comes
from
a beard.
Right. That's great.
No, there's nothing good about that.
You're not drinking the beard beer?
I would definitely try it.
But he has to.
I'm not buying
a.
You can take a sip and be like, yep.
Well, once you know where it comes from, you're not going to drink it. Now, if you didn't know where it came from, you'd be like, oh, this is good.
Like, if it was amazing and then you heard it came from someone's beard, would you continue to drink it?
No, he'd probably try to culture his own beard.
I'd get some good ideas. I think I'd keep drinking it. I'm open-minded.
I say you're not cutting your hair. I say you don't shave for a couple weeks. Let's see if we can get some yeast in there. A
couple weeks? The guy hasn't shaved since before I was born.
Well, he pulls it over his face.
It's right over my face.
And I think you should have your own yeast. And you should.
I'm just going deep undercover, apparently.
You know what happens when people do that?
Oh, also, if anyone actually wants to try it, the company is called Rogue Ales.
It's a Rogue Ale?
Yeah.
That's not unheard of.
Right. And the yeast will come from their brewmaster's beard.
I got a question
here. The beardo's going up and grabbing a bottle down right now.
Phoenix, do you listen to the beer segments? Like,
Yes.
You didn't recognize Rogue Beer?
I think that was a tick pick at one point.
I think it was.
It might have been, but
if not, it's today's tick pick.
I think it should be today's.
Dead guy ale.
Well, it's not in October. We're still in October here.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm not playing the music.
Oh, well. That was it for the beer, for me at least.
So what's the beer called? Rogue Beardo?
Oh, I just closed the thing down. No, it's from Rogue Ales. They haven't named it yet. It'll be available early next year.
I've done a clone brew of Rogue Ale.
You might have cloned his beard.
You might have.
I knew what was missing was the yeast.
The beard.
There was
the
something that
yeast.
Just wasn't there. There, you got a little audio for us there, Beardo?
I do.
Now I just say Beardo, I just feel gross.
Hopefully it plays.
If you're lucky. Oh.
Now we all know what this is from.
Do you know what this week is?
Is it Cheers Week?
It's the 30th anniversary
of the TV
Cheers.
Show.
I was going to say, you know who just got divorced yesterday?
I did hear that I separated. I don't think.
No, they're getting divorced.
Really?
Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
Isn't it Rhea?
I don't know.
Rayla?
Rhea. Rhea. Oh, whatever. Man.
I would put a like if I saw that on Facebook. I would be all about Rhea Perlman. Is there any more hideous looking woman than Rhea Perlman?
That's just a hideous couple.
But they've been together so long.
But I feel like Danny could go do something better.
What do you think their kids look like?
Do you think now he's got some
point?
They have like three children. Do you think like now he's on like it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
You think he's just pulling some trail?
No. It's Danny DeVito. There's no way he's pulling tail.
You don't have the full version of the Cheers.
No, I didn't.
My favorite is the second verse.
I thought it would be better.
When your husband wants to be a girl, at least there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name.
But yeah, so this week marks the 30th anniversary of the debut of Cheers. Now, Phoenix, you remember when it debuted, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. I was actually alive that long.
Were
I believe
you drinking a beer in a bar at that point?
I was
time?
2.5 years old.
Can you do a Laka impression? What's his name?
You were not 2.5.
I was 4.5.
Yeah.
I was 4.5.
You were like 40.5.
Yeah. Oh.
But one of the greatest shows about drinking.
It truly was a show all about drinking.
And that's all it was about.
But nobody was binge drinking or drinking to get drunk. They were just having
a good
time.
Wait, no one was binge drinking?
No, they're just having a good time. I mean, binge
Norm?
Drinking is what? Having
you
like want to
tell
six
me Norm wasn't drunk?
Norm spent all day in the bar.
And Cliff?
And, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And Cliff was a civil servant. He was doing a good job.
He was a postal
like you.
Worker.
Damn right.
But I thought that was just an interesting bit of information to bridge our way into Chris's entertainment page.
Yeah, it's not won't play my music.
That's a shame.
Because your music sucks.
Because everything stops working for me.
Everybody hates Chris. We know that.
It's true. All right. I have a list. Come on. Why won't you play?
I don't know.
You have a list of why won't you play?
I hit the thing.
Right, right. Why won't you play? Is that what your parents told the other kids' parents when you were little?
Piece of junk. All right. I have a top 10 list like I like to provide you with all every week.
Oh, how nice of you.
Now, this might be interesting for some. Those who are knowledgeable might have heard of all these. This is the world's most popular beers.
Not our listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, it's done by how many barrels, the volume in which they've brewed.
Is this of each individual beer? Or is
yes.
this like...
Like you could have a Sam Adams and a Sam Adams...
Oktoberfest.
Okay. Right. So, number 10 from our brethren to the east...
Or which way is east?
Asahi Super Dry.
Asahi.
Is that how you say Asahi?
Asahi. The Korea, trust me, the Korea sell that.
In 2011, they did 12.3 million barrels.
Yeah. It comes in a funky looking can. The Korean beer store down the street has it. Yep. That's it. Asahi.
Now, you know, I do love a dry beer, but supposedly in the Far East,
they
love dry beer. Now, this is a Japanese beer.
They also love funky cartoons.
I have seen this if you go to like the Japanese steakhouses. And when I was talking with a friend of ours who I live with, a man, oh God.
Who
once upon a time worked
was the round eye chef.
He was earmarked to be the first round eyed chef.
What, like a Benihana?
It was like a Benihana in Raleigh. And he was earmarked to be the next great chef, and then that didn't work out. But he said he would serve, people would come in there and drink a lot of Asahi. Whatever. Number 9. Now, this beer comes to us through Brazil.
Brazil. Do we have listeners in Brazil?
We have no listeners in South America. This is our holdout.
Okay.
It's our Achilles heel.
But you're going to learn some Spanish or Portuguese, and you can then communicate to our brethren from the South.
My friend the Cankles has a wife from Brazil.
Your friend the Cankles?
The Cankles. He's your friend, Jesus. Too.
I didn't think you were talking about it first, so I thought
yeah.
about it.
Me. It took you that long to figure
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, I'm trying to read stuff. All right, with they did 18 million barrels. That's a big jump.
It's a big country.
This would be Brahma. This is a mainstream.
You mean like Brahma, like The Rock was the Brahma Bull?
This is a pretty mainstream beer, and it is endorsed by Jennifer Lopez down there.
Oh, good.
So maybe that's why
he
does.
What's he doing in Brazil?
Oh, they all go and do beer commercials in other countries and stuff. I mean, that's where they make their money.
Did she do that that one that the Z sent us?
I wish.
No, I saw that. No, she's definitely not all there.
It's not working, my friend.
I see. I told you. Piece of junk.
It's
all
just
right.
that song, by
I know,
the way.
Yeah, that's it.
And because I just downloaded it.
Yep.
Because you spent good money.
I did. All right. The next one did 18. Let's see, the other one did 18. Did 17.4. This did 18 million barrels.
Miller Lite.
Are you looking at my screen?
No. Is that on your screen?
Yes, it is. Miller Lite.
Holy shit.
I was surprised that it's
that low?
That high.
Well, that, yes. Whatever way you want to look at that.
I mean, I don't know. You see, especially around here, a lot of people are more Miller Lite drinkers than Bud Light drinkers.
Well, there used to be a big brewery in Maryland.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's why there's a ton of Miller Lite drinkers in Maryland.
So yeah, number eight, Miller Lite. America's number four beer. And supposedly the U.S., it's growing taste for light beers. Speaking of light beers, number seven.
Bud.
Coors Light.
Are the mountains blue?
That's only 2 million or 18.2 million barrels, so barely beats Miller.
Only.
If you like water.
Drink yeah. some Coors.
You want to stay hydrated.
Here's
course.
An interesting one. Number six, pretty big in Europe. I think sponsored.
Heineken?
You did a story about them sponsoring the Olympics. Heineken.
They sponsor everything over there.
Hey, Heineken's so, big with our buddies. Like
so
blessings.
Far, I can say there hasn't been a beer on this list that I would really endorse.
You're not going to. I mean, these are the most popular beers. These are the, know, right. these are the go-tos.
And so, they're also the cheapest by volume.
They jump up. Heineken's not cheap around here. They jump up to 26 million barrels.
Whoa, that's kind of a big leap from 18 to 26.
Number five, a beer I've never had. Maybe you have. Skol. S-K-O-L.
No.
I know, I mean.
Have you heard of it?
No.
I've heard
the
of it.
The only Skol I know of is
Dip.
Exactly.
It is owned by A.B.
Anheuser-Busch,
I guess, yeah.
Oh, so it's, yeah, oh, it's Belgian.
In Belgian.
Yeah. I've heard of it, never
had
it.
Has yet to tap into the U.S., U.K., and Chinese markets, but it's growing popularity in Africa and South Africa. Now, which...
It works now.
No, that's...
Dude, I just unplugged it.
Yeah, but why are you messing with my shit?
I just unplugged your shit. Now, move on just to the next story,
continue,
dude.
On. Stay focused, my friend.
Yeah, focus well, yourself.
I did a stupid thing playing.
We can't hear it.
Yeah, nobody can
oh,
hear
you
it.
Oh, you could hear it. Just turn
that's,
it off.
That's yours.
So, yeah, they did 29.5 million barrels. But, yeah, as I said, they're really popular in Africa and very popular in Brazil. I believe the company that bought Anheuser-Busch.
InBev.
InBev.
InBev also has a big presence in Brazil.
InBev is Belgian.
Yes.
Right.
But
it's,
they have a,
it's so a Brazilian-Belgian.
So is Skol.
I think it's a Brazilian-Belgian.
I don't know.
Kind of thing. I was reading yeah. about that earlier.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Number
I don't
four.
I don't know geopolitics.
Would be one I know we've all had, and that would be with 30.4 million barrels in 2011, Corona Extra.
Okay, I would endorse yeah. some Corona Extra.
I like Corona.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever been to a Buffett show, you've had a ton of Coronas.
That's not necessarily
true. You know who owns Corona?
InBev.
They bought it in 2008.
So the Belgians
and,
own everything.
Sales have gone through the roof. Speaking of them, number three... With 38.7 million barrels.
Stella.
Budweiser.
This is the
Budweiser.
Famous Budweiser beer.
Budweiser.
We know of no other beer made by any other brewer. It costs so much
it's
to brew and age.
This.
Yeah, I'm not going through the whole spiel.
Yeah, I was like, good Lord. Basically, this all has to do with Budweiser now and AB InBev selling it around the world. It has now become the third most popular beer in the world. I know it's huge in China and like in Asia.
Believe it or not, Budweiser is big in Germany.
I guess I could see that. It's a little different. Now you go from that. What I say they were at like 38.
Yes,
38.
We jumped to 45.4 million barrels.
Wow.
The one, the only Bud Light.
I'm enjoying one
I'm
right
drinking
now.
Drinking one right now. Yep. Was a top selling beer, and then once they went ahead and. You know, launched it worldwide, is now the second most popular beer in the world. Now, any guesses? At 50.8 million barrels, this stuff is, I mean, guzzled around the world. What is the most popular beer?
Well, we've named the most popular American beers, or so I thought.
Any guesses?
I was going to say Guinness, but that doesn't sound right.
Not Guinness.
Colt 45.
What country does it hail from?
Yeah. Good question.
It's a big country.
Is it Chinese?
It is Chinese.
Okay. I have no idea.
Snow beer.
Snow is it beer. Made from like melted snow?
You may never have heard of this Chinese pale ale, but snow beer is about twice as popular as Bud Light.
So we're talking 100 some barrels.
80 million?
Or
it's 50.8 million barrels.
No, it's not twice as popular.
Yeah. Bud Light's 40 million.
Some terrible math, dude.
Well, I don't know why they said that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not good at math unless you're doing like
the metrics. I'm reading a story. I'm not.
Are you doing the metric system?
I'm not.
His abacus over there just isn't working out so well.
Well, I could teach you how to use the slide rule.
So it does kind of interesting. More so just because I've never heard of it. Snow
beer.
There's
a couple on there that, yeah.
But you got to think, I mean, there's a billion people in China.
There's a billion people in China.
They can drink from the age of 10.
It says like Monos, and then it just says something in Chinese, which I guess stands for snow beer. I'm guessing another dry kind of beer. So those are the most popular beers by consumption in the world.
Okay, America, let's get our act together and start drinking more beer.
Well, it's not that we're not drinking enough beer.
We're drinking the right beer.
Define
right.
Our beer. I would like to see actually what the... like the average consumption is by country.
Right. Per capita, so to speak.
We got to think the entire Middle East doesn't drink for the most part.
Well, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, Africa, I don't know what they're...
The water's unsafe to drink. You got to drink beer.
Yeah, but I don't know how much is shipped
what they're
to,
drinking. Yeah. Like, you know, if they're drinking imports.
I think a big part of why you're seeing the Budweiser is just it's such an international company.
And
with,
it's
you
name brand, dude.
Right, but they, you know, having a presence in Brazil... and in Europe and the United States, that's going to be huge.
What's actually interesting about that is for a long time internationally, Budweiser was looked at as a shitty American beer.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
and I'd heard stories about how, like, you know, to get a Budweiser was, you know, you're paying.
You're paying hand and foot.
Right.
Because they just didn't have a quantity of it.
Well, I mean, it's an import.
It took off in Europe during the Cold War because you had so many American servicemen over there. And then now it's actually huge in Germany because so many people are used to it.
And it's not an import anymore. They're brewing it
right.
there.
Yeah.
So it's not like they just brew in America and ship it over. They're brewing it in other countries. Kind of makes me sad. So that's beer, according to me.
I do like the
beer.
Whatever
happened to you doing entertainment?
And the entertainment page kind of went the way of the sports page. Wow. I mean, I could tell you entertainment stuff, but people just got bored with it.
We already told you some entertainment stuff. Rhea Perlman and Danny DeVito are getting divorced.
I could talk all about Hulk Hogan's sex tape or...
I thought you wanted to talk about that giant can he has in his pitch. About the size of your monster.
They
here.
Call him Hulk for a reason. I'll leave it at that.
I heard he hawked up for it.
The best part is like the little clip they show. When I looked at only, you know, because I have to cover entertainment.
Right. I bet that's it.
In the beginning, you know, they're beginning how many people do. And he just, hold on a second, and answers his phone.
You've never, at any point during...
When I'm banging one of my good friend's wives, I don't stop.
So in the middle
what if
of
it was
coitus,
his good friend
you've never
calling.
Answered the phone?
If it's someone that you're regularly with, you might have to take it.
Well, how long into this was it? Like, you said they were just starting.
See, you don't know. It's all time lapse. You can't tell.
But they were actually engaged.
No.
Was it
she was engaged.
Okay.
Now, I was going to say, had penetration been achieved?
All right, calm down.
Why not just take the call while she continues?
Yeah.
Well, he had to get this phone. His phone wasn't right next to him. Hey, hold on a second.
Why can't
and
she?
And then the best side, he goes
why
over,
can't she get it for
I'm pretty sure he goes over and he's like, oh, it's not important. Proceed. No, he didn't say that. And then at the end, like, he's putting his clothes on. And all you And he's just like, man, I ate 10 minutes ago. He only went 10 minutes. That made me feel good. And then he's like, man, I just ate 10 minutes ago. I feel fat. Like, he's saying this to her. Okay, and then he starts telling her, he goes, oh, what's his douchebag son's name who killed the kid? Nick.
Yes.
He goes, yeah, I can give him these phone calls from Nick's girlfriend's twin sister saying she wants to be my first date once I'm officially divorced. He's telling the chick he just banged. About how he wants to.
I mean, so this is somebody like, this is like a casual.
This is a man to look up to.
This is his best friend's wife.
Yeah, so it's somebody like.
Yeah.
So they have some good time.
They have a rapport.
Right, but I think this is more of the swinger, like, she's not going to be jealous. She's married.
Well, exactly, yeah.
It's something I'll never understand. I was thinking about this. Like, I just couldn't understand this lifestyle.
You're never going to have white stones outside your house.
No. Now, this is no secret. You once, would you use the word dated or just spent time with a female dancer?
Actually, we dated for a summer.
Okay. Did that bother you, the fact that you knew what she was going and doing to earn her her living?
No, actually not at all. I thought it was kind of cool.
It would drive me insane.
See, I feel like that would drive me more insane.
I thought it was
cool,
dude.
What, your wife banging your friends?
Well, that's
like, I'm walking out your bedroom, mate, what's up, Steve? Throwing high fives.
No, dude, she was just taking her clothes off for people.
Yeah, but strippers, come on, you know. Other things. Okay, well, let's say it doesn't. Yeah. Let's say she's an honest
then
stripper.
Again, how was that about
which is an oxymoron itself. No, yeah, I love our stripper friends.
I was going to say I we did spend strippers. The night on our second date, so I know how that goes.
It took you two dates?
Yeah, it took me two dates.
You didn't have any cash on you the first?
I tried to pay for the dinner at Singles, and she got turned off from that.
Didn't she like live with her parents? Like,
No, her
dad stopped.
Her dad stopped by the next morning.
Tell the story.
Oh, Lord. That's what it was. It was like our second date, and I spent the night, and then her dad knocks on her door, and she answers the door. It's like, oh, hey, Dad, I'd like to introduce you to Paul. Like, hey, how you doing, dude? Yeah. Oh. Just kind of slept with your daughter. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
So had you met her dad before that?
No, that was the first time I met her dad, was the morning after I spent the night.
Wow.
Oh, it's bad enough your daughter's a stripper, and then you see the Phoenix come walking out. What's up, Dad? Like, but wasn't he like totally cool with it?
Yeah, he was perfectly
fine.
His
daughter's a stripper.
He's made his peace.
Yeah.
But the idea she's going and dancing for bills every night. Now, this place she worked, it was
full.
Full nudity.
Yeah.
So she's just bouncing on the pole every night. And that doesn't bother you at all?
No, not at all.
Could you marry a stripper?
I believe I could.
Would you
former stripper or an active stripper?
Former, not active.
Oh, so you can't have your wedding. Can't have your wedding vows.
I'm sorry. I have a strict code of conduct.
I don't think I would want my wife to even be a bartender. I could deal with a girlfriend. I don't think I'd want my wife to be a bartender.
Wow.
Because they're always.
You're very jealous, man.
Oh, I am. I'm a very jealous person. No, but you know what bartenders are doing. I don't want them working in an industry where they're working for tips. How about that?
Understandable.
Maybe a waitress isn't the end of the world. So but a bartender.
She makes more money to let guys stare down her tits.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like it.
You know guys are staring at your girlfriend anyway. Yeah. Why not make a little bit of money?
Make some cash on the side. I could maybe get over the bartender. There's no way stripping.
No.
Phoenix, could you have a girlfriend who was in the adult industry?
No. You know, I might have to draw the line at that. I will date her for a little bit and see what I think.
Definitely not currently active.
No, no, no.
But the idea that someone could go pop on a DVD and be like, hey, Phoenix, here's your wife.
And I'd be like, yeah, I'm getting that tonight. And you're looking at her on TV. And
Jesus, man.
Wow. You know, we said this thing a couple weeks ago that we were going to allow a few more things to slide.
I think I'm
going
to have to go do some editing.
This will not be up for 2 weeks.
Unfortunate.
But the idea they're like, hey, look at, you know,
check your wife out, dude.
Look at that dude with a 12 banging your wife. I mean, it's terror. Are you going to have kids with this woman? The kids are going to find pictures of mom?
Well, I think that's what would bother me the most.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Oh, I don't worry about the kids. That's Bob's job.
There's another edit.
There you go.
Phoenix, could you swing? Could you trade your wife?
No way, dude. I'm totally monogamous.
You're totally monogamous, but you'd be willing to date a porn star.
Who's going and obviously doing that for money.
Yep.
So it's one thing if they're doing it for money.
At least if you're swinging, you're getting another chick, too.
No. That's, trust me, I have my own code of conduct.
Your code truly
baffles us all.
Well, I listened to Howard Stern today, interviewed Hogan, and he was pretty vague, didn't want to get. But they directly asked him. The last interview, have you ever banged, you know, the love sponge wife? And he said no. So he like directly lied. And they're like, why'd you lie? And he goes, well, you know, I couldn't get into it then. It really wasn't appropriate. Da, 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 da.
So are they swinging or?
I didn't hear the whole thing.
Or?
Well, to me, it sounded like Bubba. If you listen to the very beginning, you hear another man's voice and he leaves the bedroom.
That's kind of creepy.
So I'm not.
He set up the video camera.
Well, that's the question. I'm not leaving my wife in the bedroom with Hulk Hogan. There's zippy chance. I just, and then I don't know. I it's something I can't understand.
Never will be able to.
No.
And are you like, hey, honey, that's awesome.
Well, it's
I'm
not
a
like,
big wrestling. I know so some big wrestling. I know some big like, wrestling fans. He
do
might.
Think, do you think he
would? Would he let his wife be with Hogan, so then he could say like,
"Are you talking about the Dozer?" Because he totally would.
No.
The Dozer would.
He doesn't have a wife.
I don't think. I don't know if the Dozer would.
I think the Dozer might have a wife.
If
Dozer Hulk, might be married.
If Hulk walked in and said, "Hey Dozer, yeah, hey bro,
hey I'm, Dozer,
I'm taking your girl in the back." I think he would be like, okay,
can,
buddy.
See, he'd be like, can I watch?
I no.
Yeah,
can
he
I watch?
Would watch.
Oh. Now, our other friend might watch. He once basically let his girlfriend go flirt with Chris Cooley to get a signed jersey.
That's true.
Which I'm not opposed to. But I don't know if I trust that Cooley either. If he wants a job, we're still looking for a... That's true. That is true. He's not packing much. We did see the picture. What is this, a gay podcast? We did see the picture of him and you with his playbook. Wow. I take it back. Cooley, come on in.
Wow.
We got a seat right here for
I would feel so much better about myself.
Hey, that's my seat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah.
Man, Hogan
Thanks,
walks in.
Steve.
You're going to be, oh, man. Hey, brother, look at this.
So I thought we'd get some odd news.
That's my entertainment.
You know what? That was very,
just
very
talking about
damned entertaining. I thought I had some good odd news before when we were talking about the beers, but got some more odd news for you coming up.
What do you want me to?
I don't know. Do the thing
I
with the volume.
I was looking for my iPod. All
right. Yeah, he's got it, dude. I was going to say, man, everybody here that we know of is eating Chinese food, right?
Never.
Chinese food, right?
Yes, Chinese food.
I was still on our last conversation.
Not Chinese beer.
Now, have you ever noticed that most Chinese restaurants are next to a pet store or at least in a strip mall near a pet store or a vet?
Da-da-ching.
Well, there's one in Kentucky that was shut down. Apparently what had happened, this is actually a real story. Posted by WKYT in Kentucky.
Citing sources.
Yes, I'm citing my sources.
Phoenix.
The Phoenix News Department is
yes,
diligent.
Right. Oh, my people are out there. I got Striggers and everything. Red Flower Chinese
Strippers.
Restaurant in Williamsburg. They had to close two Thursdays ago after a customer called the health department.
Okay.
What had happened was, allegedly, because this hasn't been gone through all the way, allegedly, they saw a shopping cart being pushed in through the back door of said Chinese restaurant, covered with a tarp and still twitching deer parts sticking out of it, like a hoof over here and a hoof over there.
A hoof?
Yeah, a hoof.
So the meat was fresh.
It had to have been fresh meat. And you know what? That's venison. I don't know of any Chinese menu that has venison on it, but...
I know of no Chinese food that is more fresh than...
But then they go on to the sheriff's department... And the sheriff's department in said designated Williamsburg, Kentucky, says that it was roadkill. Somebody had hit a deer and taken it to the Chinese restaurant, and that's what they were going to make food out of.
I'm eating that before I'm drinking the Beardo beer.
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't want the Beardo beer?
No. I'll take my chances with the fresh venison.
I want to drink, eat some venison Chinese and wash it down.
With some beard?
With some beard.
Beer.
And the thing is, because... I don't know how many of you have actually killed a deer, but you got to, like, you know, gut it and let it bleed out before you can take it anywhere else. The meat spoils.
Has anyone here ever actually...
I've never been present for a...
Oh, I've been present, but I've never done it.
I have.
So you have been hunting?
Yes.
Okay. It's, bow? Gun?
Nah, shotgun.
Okay.
Nah, trust me, dude. I need every point in my favor. I'm not bow hunting. I got a shotgun. Come on.
Now, did you actually field dress it and everything yourself? Or did
yes.
you have someone there who knew how
actually,
to?
Actually, I was told how to do it and saw it the first time when I was little. And then 2 years later, I actually did it myself.
Really? There was no one present?
There was somebody there to watch and make sure I did it right so I wouldn't spoil the meat. But
that's impressive.
You got to actually, you know, cut it open. You got to pull all the internals out, bleed it out.
Right.
That's kind of disgusting.
No, I've seen it done where you got to, like, hang it up.
Yeah.
Because immediately you got to make sure you get the certain
right.
things out so you don't spoil the
right,
meat.
Right, yeah. right. Ed, these were roadkill deers that were just being trucked right into a Chinese
restaurant. Maybe they blooded out.
See, that does worry me because if the roadkill...
If it's still twitching, it wasn't bled out.
Yeah, but if it hits some organ that then, you know, hits like the liver and that spilled onto the meat, that's ruined meat.
Nah, that's why it's very important. Oh, you have
before
to
you thought
it.
That it was
okay? I didn't think it through.
No, you didn't.
I think I'm still sticking with the...
You're sticking with the Asahi beer?
No, I think I'm still sticking with the venison.
The Asahi?
Asahi.
No. Asahi.
He's sticking with the... Well, no. I'm sticking with the Beardo beer.
The Beardo beer.
Yeah.
Try saying that 12 times.
The Beardo beer? I'm not going to do it because that'll just kill time. And this is a story that's kind of been in the news for a little bit, but a Florida man died after winning a contest for a pet store. His prize was...
Was it the pet store located next to the Chinese store?
No, this is totally different.
It all comes full circle.
The prize from the pet store was an African ball python, which can sell up to $400-$500 bucks each.
That's awesome.
The problem is he died after the contest that he won. Was seeing how many worms and full-size cockroaches you could eat in 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
He consumed dozens of roaches and worms during the contest.
This is an unbelievable story to me. Who would think this is a good idea?
I mean, it's a pet store, so of course they have cockroaches because that's what, you know, all the varmints eat.
You're nothing but a cockroach.
Well, of course it's in Miami, so you're going to use that accent.
Well, I'm doing my Scarface.
Right. But
he wasn't really Cuban either, so it's
okay. It's just fine.
We're never going to get South American listeners.
No.
There's just no chance.
But
nothing South cockroach.
He won the contest hands down.
He ate way too many.
Right. It, as
from
soon
putting
as,
crickets down.
As soon as... They weren't crickets, dude. These are full-size cockroaches. They
I
were
it
like...
Was it just cockroaches? Was
cockroaches like, and worms.
Worms. Okay.
And the cockroaches were 2 to 3 inches long.
Oh.
Okay, you sticking with your beer? You going with the roadkill, or are you eating cockroaches?
I'm sticking with my beer.
You know, I might go with the beard beer.
Well, I ain't eating cockroaches.
Well, he won
I
the contest.
I think this needs to be a Facebook poll.
He crushed everybody in the contest.
If the cockroaches win, I want new listeners.
He crushed everybody in the contest. And he walked outside
Bless
the front
you
of
all.
The, he walked outside the front of the store, complained his stomach pains, and then he bowled over and then curled up in the fetal position on the sidewalk. He was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Hold on. So what? I did hear this story earlier. What is it that killed him? Like
they don't know, and the coroner will have the results within 2 weeks.
I mean, do we know?
What's a
like? Is it from disease or something with the acidity? Or
from what
was he chewing the cockroaches or was he just swallowing them whole?
It does. That wouldn't matter.
It wasn't a time thing.
No,
he could sit there and.
From what the coroner's department says, the cockroaches wouldn't matter. It's if they are covered in any kind of like pesticide or insecticide.
Were they cleaning
or
them?
I'm sure they were covered in filth.
Well, that in and of itself won't kill a person.
But pesticides could.
Right. Anything they were covered with or that they had ingested.
Would
like
they just
if
killed
if they
them all beforehand with some pesticides.
No, they were live. Live cockroaches and worms. I mean, if they had ingested, say, poison right before that he'd got to them, then maybe that could have done it. They won't know for 2 weeks. So we will have a tick update for you on this.
We will keep our sources.
Oh, trust me. I'm watching this story.
Keeping close tabs.
So what are they doing with the ball python?
Does anyone claim it?
Next of kin?
Actually, according...
Or is it the second winner?
According to the store, the python is property of next of kin.
Okay. I didn't know if it, like, because he didn't survive.
No.
Like, if it's like
he didn't win the contest. No.
He survived. He walked outside the front of the store.
Okay.
He
I think it should be 24 hours.
He didn't die till he was outside the store, but according to the pet store... Archibald's, according to the pet store.
Archibald?
Wait, is the pet store called Archibald's, or is the guy
victim?
Who...
oh, I'm sorry. His
Archibald,
name is,
are you okay?
His name is Edward Archibald. I am okay. Sorry. But he is... No.
Archibald Moonlight Graham.
Dr. Kenneth Rosewater.
There, you want to see? Here's a... oh, wow. Here's a mugshot of him from 5 years ago. He got arrested for pulling his pants down in public.
Did he have a python?
Who's never pulled their pants down?
No one.
Hey, man, that guy's a winner.
No, I believe Hulk had a python.
No, that's his mugshot.
That's the man who won?
Yeah. Well, he won
you
by
You can put
losing.
That up on the website?
I don't think
you
he's
put that
a
up
winner,
on the,
my friend.
You going to tweet that picture out?
It might be tweeted.
It might. I love the dedication.
But
If I get to it.
But answering your question, no, the python goes to his next of kin.
All right. Is that it for weird news?
Well, that's real news. I don't know about weird news.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Okay.
You gonna talk about him, but the guy who's gonna break the sound barrier flying through the air?
Actually, they called that off. They did. His balloon didn't get high enough.
The 20-mile skydive. Whoa, or whatever.
So yeah, I heard he called off. When are they gonna try it again tomorrow? Or
yeah.
What's the
thing is the wind has to be 2 miles an hour at ground level, 2 miles an hour at 5 miles above ground level or sea level. But he's about a mile above sea level where they're taking off from. Because his suit is so frail and fragile, the wind where he's going up at can't be more than 20 miles an hour up there.
I mean, they were saying his blood could boil. Right. Like, I mean, these horrible things could happen to this
guy. That's if his suit, you know, punctures.
And the sick thing is when everyone's listening to this, he will either already be dead or made it.
Well, I want
the live feed.
I was watching it on the internet. It's not a live feed. They have a 20-second delay in case he died.
He just blows up.
If it goes dead... He's dead.
Right. I was watching. I was kind of disappointed it didn't happen.
Just goes.
So would you rather take a 20-mile skydive?
Or eat the cockroaches?
Eat the cockroaches.
20-mile skydive.
Or drink the beer?
No, I think you have to leave between. Would you rather jump out of the plane or drink or eat
all
the cockroaches?
It's not a plane. It's a balloon.
Or balloon. Okay, excuse me.
I don't think I want to go up that high in a balloon.
Now, the thing is, the person that set
you're
the
record.
You're
not afraid of heights.
The person that set the record previous to him. Did it in 1960.
Yeah.
And he was only a thousand.
He was like Colonel something or other.
He was only
Colonel Sanders?
No, he was only a thousand.
I'm going to go up in that balloon
now. He was only 1,000 feet lower than the guy that was going to do it today. So I'd rather go up in the balloon and jump out of the damn plane and jump out of it.
But I feel like people like back then we were, you know, testing the limits of, you know, what people could do. I think I've seen the video of that guy jumping out of that balloon.
You know what?
It looks like he's in space. I mean, you're that high up.
He is in space.
It looks like space. He's just jumping right out.
He is in space.
Why not just jump out of a shuttle? If NASA hadn't discontinued the shuttle program.
Have you ever seen when they're coming in?
The
glowing fire underneath of it?
Just launch out the top.
And then you're going to come back down. And you're going to be the glowing fire as it hurtles towards Earth.
Part of the reason he's doing this is to find like an escape mechanism for like, say, a shuttle or a capsule or something so people could bail out at 200,000 feet.
If you're bailing out at 200,000 feet.
I heard his whole bullcrap thing. He's saying, it's going to expand the knowledge of tech of suits that we can use in space. You have a death wish.
He's using the exact same suit that was used in 1960.
We can't all talk at once.
Sure we can.
It doesn't work. God.
We can all drink.
You know, we used to get better, and this episode, people have been talking over each other nonstop.
Once we get Cooley in here, we'll be better.
It'll all change.
He'll replace the beardo. Things will be better.
Oh, well, we're still going to do it at his home. He's just going to stand at the top of the stairs and glare at us.
Guys, can I come down?
And then Chris is going to walk upstairs.
Oh, my.
Wow.
But you're going to be like, hey, man. Too bad people can't see our hand gestures.
Well, it doesn't necessarily work.
Right, how much time we got left?
I think we're pretty much.
Are we there?
That's yeah, pretty
like
much
a few minutes.
A few moments.
Did we have a Tix pick?
I think we should do. We need to try the beard beer.
Yeah, we need the beard beer.
Well, that will be out in a couple months.
Yeah, it should
be.
Let's,
I mean, there's so many good Oktoberfests.
Have you had good? Anything good in the last week or so?
I had something bad.
What do you have bad?
I'm trying to think what it was now. I grabbed
it's the anti-tick pick.
Yeah, it didn't taste like anything. It was terrible. I wish I...
Was it water?
It didn't have hardly any taste to it.
Coors?
No.
Coors Oktoberfest.
It might have been...
They don't make that.
What's the one? Goose Knob?
Goose...
I want to say it was one of their ones. Is it Goose Creek? Goose Creek.
Crick.
Yes.
I don't know. It was a name I heard of, and I tried it, and it didn't taste very good.
That's a shame.
So that's a really good segment right there. But what do we want to do for our actual Tix pick, the beer that we recommend to you?
Well, 2 weeks ago after softball, I actually went to Dogfish Head, and I ordered 2 punks off draft. And I will say, they tasted better off draft than it did in the bottle, and I know we did this 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I liked it better draft than bottle, however.
So you're upping your...
Yeah, I'm upping it to a 4.5.
So this is a Tix pick update.
Yes. Tix pick rejoin.
You know, Punk is one of those beers. It's definitely any beer is better on tap. I don't know if to me, Punk tastes pretty similar on tap or in a bottle, and that's also because they only brew it for such a limited time.
Right. Now,
it stays so fresh.
Me having only ever tasted it, say, a week before I had it at the bar,
right.
I could tell the difference between tap and bottle. And it tasted way better on draft.
Interesting. Beardo, we got any ticks picks you as you forge the internet?
I'm trying to find a good one that I've had.
He's looking for beard beer.
Actually, I did have Saranac Oktoberfest.
Saranac?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty good?
Pretty good. I don't know if I want to make it a ticks pick, but for the sake of doing this, I will say...
The sake of being ill-prepared?
Yes, for the sake of doing this on a Tuesday night. I would recommend trying it. I'm not going to put my stamp of this is the greatest beer of all time on it.
And once again, please, if you have a beer that you like, just throw it up on the Facebook page.
Let us know.
Tweet it.
We will try it.
I'd rather use the Facebook page. That way we can also just start a conversation kind of right there.
Right.
Where people can talk about it. Maybe we should start the conversation for once.
Conversations on Facebook, I feel like, are a lot better than conversations on Twitter.
Twitter is in a moment. Yeah, Facebook kind of stays. Beer I'm drinking right now, Sam Adams Drunken Weasel.
Duncan Weisel.
Is that how you say Duncan Weisel?
Duncan Weisel.
Pretty good. Sam Adams is impressing me more and more,
good.
I feel like.
Maybe that will help their stock prices. Since apparently they dropped 5% in the last week.
Ouch. I can see why, though. I think it's a number of things. Their price point's higher.
With the
economy doing bad, people are going to buy cheaper beer.
They're overextending themselves.
I think it's also more so there's a lot more competition.
They're putting out way too many products.
Well, it has actually been growing.
Right.
And there was a report that came out by like on Bloomberg, UBS analysis that kind of that they have been expanding. And it's not a great buy. And once they said that, of course, everybody sells.
Well, that's the way things work. You know, I was going to say this before as I spent some time at one of the local watering holes there on Sunday. And I was blown away by how few beers they had to choose from on tap.
At
Do you want to call it out?
The Turtle?
The Green Turtle, yeah.
Okay. Well, you had a couple, from what I understand.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, we stopped by one spot.
He had a couple dozen.
They don't have, especially that one that you were at. The other one over here, I feel like, has more.
They had like one Sam Adams Oktoberfest, and that was it. They really didn't have anything to really choose from.
Yingling, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Budweiser,
pretty much
Guinness, Heineken.
It's probably your normal crap.
It's your go-tos. So I'm encouraging that more places serve. I mean, also the fact that, I mean, especially right here, you can walk into any beer store. You're going to get a lot more selection than you used to. I mean, there was a time when a beer store just had, you know, and we're different here because we have beer stores instead of just like gas stations.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like most beer stores you walk into these days, you get quite a few selections.
If you want to run a successful bar nowadays, I feel like you have to have about 50%, if not a little bit lower, maybe a third of your taps have to be craft brews.
Now, the problem with that is if you're going to have like all these craft brews on tap, a lot of them aren't pasteurized or else they're going to go bad quicker. And if you don't sell them, you're going to end up having a skunk keg that you've got to get rid of and eat the cost for.
But my good friend,
you're still going to have to buy more.
My good friend Jim will come buy
them
back from you.
That's true.
He refuses to have skunk beers. He's been known to go into actual establishments and start pulling them off the shelves.
I mean, at this point, Sam Adams, if you don't have Sam Adams on tap.
No, I think most people do. But no one's going to have Duncan Weasel.
No, but you should have a Sam and a Sam Seasonal.
Right. Now that with the beard I just
around
said,
here, you should probably have like a Flying Dog.
What, a bunch of...
Or
the,
something like that. Or like a Heavy Seas.
I don't know how many people have Flying Dogs since they have their own breweries.
Even a lot of the...
if they're a little more...
No, some of the chain establishments around here do have a Sam Seasonal, and they will at least have a Flying Dog. They'll switch out every couple weeks, but they at least have those three on tap.
Because you never see, you know,
and those are the
you
chains.
Never see Dogfish.
Because, not as much.
Because they have their own
establishments.
Right. Unless you go to the actual
Dogfish. Besides the Dogfish, have you ever seen Punk anywhere?
One or two places, but that's about it.
Part of it has to do with licensing.
I can never remember seeing Punk.
I forget where I was that I saw it.
I feel like maybe up in Baltimore. I feel like Baltimore has a lot more, too.
I mean, obviously, if you're in like a craft bar, then you're going to get something like Punk. But like if you go to Max's...
Like, can you go buy a keg of Punk?
Well, I don't know if I could go. I couldn't afford to buy a keg of Punk. I can tell you that much.
Can you just have a Punk on a kegerator?
Oh.
Never leave your house.
No need to.
Be a shut-in. But I think that pretty much sums that up. So we have no official tick pick, but yeah, go try some of the different same ones. We recommended a few weeks ago, try the variety pack.
Yeah.
Definitely love their pumpkin beer, their pumpkin ale.
I'll recommend go try the Saranac Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
So. I recommend for you two.
I will
try it out, and maybe we can talk more about it next week.
Maybe people aren't getting sick or putting it off.
Maybe I got a little sick.
I'm off tomorrow, and all I have to do is watch baseball all day. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going
to
try it.
Don't you have to participate in sports in the night?
Yeah, that's at night, dude. That's different. During the day, I'm fine.
Shit show.
Is it ever not? All right. One of our favorite. From a Boston, one Boston.
Do you have this
another.
On your phone?
This is for you, Danny.
I have every TV show theme song ever made. What do you want? You want to hear something else?
No, this is good.
Let's go with it.
Growing Pains.
Back to the '90s show.
Cosby Show. Come and knock on my door. Porn beginning. This is what Hogan is walking into. Hey, what's up? Sponge, watch out. We'll stick with this. They tell you they had better TV show
music
back then.
What was all about?
Yeah,
I think I have the full version too.
Yes.
So I almost have to.
Excellent.
All right, just listen to the second verse. He's gonna say, "When your husband wants to be a girl, at least there's one place in the world." I think that's it. Everyone's tired. It's 11 o'clock at night. Let's end this. All right. As always.
Yeah, do you have your piece
of
paper?
Talk is cheap.
We are Talk is Cheap.
Follow us on Twitter at Talk Cheap Radio.
Why do you scream it? Good lord. Follow us on Twitter. No.
I want followers.
Okay.
On Facebook.
That would be Talk is Cheap Radio. We're the black icon with the white lettering and the green money sign. Make sure to go to Facebook. Oh, I don't have the full version, so I can't talk it up.
Oh, that's totally
We're done with that, Phoenix. I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, that sucks for
you. No more. Go ahead and tell us what kind of beer you like. Because I'd love to, maybe we'll put something up there, can kind of start a little, what do you call that?
Conversation?
Like it's a conversation.
The thing where people talk.
Something
a thread?
Like that. A thread. That was the word
Is
I was.
Is that the word you're
That's
looking
the
for?
Word I was looking for. All right. I don't have the music to go. I don't know.
I thought that was your music to go out on.
I thought so. And then it died.
So ill prepared.
It really is embarrassing. Oh, I like this song. All right. On behalf of the Beardo, the Phoenix, I'm Chris. We'll try to do better next time.
Later.
We're doing it. Hey, shut it off. Hey, shut me off.